You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This was a Facebook message from Kara. She says, a question about party etiquette. I had a party at my house over the weekend, and although I never ask people to bring anything, most usually do, which is cool. One friend brought a nice bottle of wine, which I appreciated. Somehow during the evening, we didn't get around to opening that particular wine, but I was looking forward to having it soon. But at the door, as everyone was leaving, I saw this friend had the bottle with her. She took the wine back with her when she left. Kara says, I talked about this with my partner, and she said, it's totally fine. I don't think it is. When you bring something like wine to a party, it's assumed that's a gift for the host, and you don't take it back with you. We couldn't agree on this and wanted to offer it to you boys as a segment for your show. She closes by saying, thank you. I love my boys in the morning.
Well, thank you for that. Very nice.
Kara, love you back.
Thanks, Kara. Kara Barra.
This whole thing about bringing stuff to a party, and there's two schools of thought as I see it. One, like Kara, she's saying this is assumed to be a gift. The other school of thought is, I'm bringing something simply to be enjoyed by the other party goers. And if it's not, I'll take it back with me.
That's the distinction right there. Was it presented as, you know, thank you for hosting, this is for you? Or is this just a community bottle of wine? Where at that point, I think if it's a good bottle of wine and you kind of want it back, if it's the Snoop Dogg wine, I'm probably going to...
$10 bottle of wine?
If that, $7.
Leave it.
I think I'm going to take it back, maybe. Especially if you look over at the counter and there's like 20 bottles of wine, which happens a lot at parties. You know.
Oh, sure, because wine only lasts a few days.
And then you just sneak it out. I would take the wine. I'm taking the wine.
I have never taken back a bottle of wine in my life that I've brought to a party. Yeah. Any kind of, you know, beverage thing like that. There's no way you take back a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
You take it.
I might. Unless it was genuinely presented as a thank you for hosting gift, then definitely I'm keeping it. The beer situation, too. I mean, a lot of times you go to parties and you bring beer, and, you know, at the end of the time, your six pack is still sitting in the fridge. I mean, what do you do? Do you grab that and pull it out and take it?
For some reason, I feel like beer is different, and I'll tell you why. Because when a lot of people bring a lot of beer, that's a lot of beer for one household.
It is, absolutely.
Right? And beer, you know, gets skunky after a while. But if it's a bottle of wine, I mean, a year from now, that bottle of wine will still be fine to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and so you kind of want to get the bottles of beer. Plus, bottles of beer have to go in your fridge, which takes up a lot of space.
Yeah.
So I can see the host saying, please take your beer with you when you leave, or at least half of it.
Take some beer. You've got to do the calculations. When you bring beer to a party, you got to calculate. You don't want to bring a 12-pack. You got to maybe bring the 6-pack, knowing that you could have, you know, leave it there and not be out too much beer. I guess you got to do the calculations on how many people are there and if you're willing to leave that much beer. What's your stance on chips? Yeah, well, you bring a couple bags of chips to the party, thinking that they're going to need extra for the dips and whatnot. Into the party, you got two bags
food's
of chips
a different
still
story.
Sitting there.
Can I share another note that we just got that it involves food at a party?
Yeah.
So we'll just expand on this. This is from Luann. She says, we went to a party at a friend's house on Saturday, and I made a bunch of my famous brownies. As we were saying our goodbyes, I asked my husband to get the plate I'd brought them on while I went to the restroom. When we got home later, I went to get the plate out of the back seat, and it had all the leftover brownies on it. I said to my husband, you didn't leave the brownies for them? He said, no, he just grabbed everything.
Ugh.
Luann says, I think when you bring something like brownies, those stay with the host, and they can choose to eat them or not, but you don't take them back with you. Yeah. I asked him if they'd insisted we take them. He said he didn't even talk to them about it. He just grabbed the plate of brownies and walked out to the car. Luann says, I'm still shaking my head. That could be kind of embarrassing, too, if you bring a thing of brownies and you're like, okay, I'm going to take all my brownies back with me. And the host is like, oh, but they're brownies.
I'm in a different camp than the wine with the food. I'm leaving any sort of food that was opened and on a tray, a platter, anything like that. I'll leave it and take
because
my Tupperware
back. Because you're afraid of people breathing on it.
The entire party, people are fingering your food. People are breathing
every decision.
On it.
Doesn't that color every decision you make in your life as if another person
I don't think I'm too crazy. Something? I'm not crazy. If you're at a party with 30 people and you have a platter of food, things have been touched, put back. You know, fingers have been licked and
I
touched.
Don't care.
I saw it firsthand.
Brownies and the host says, "Take these back." I'll be like, "Hell yeah, I'm taking them back."
I saw it firsthand.
Somebody breathed on them.
I saw it firsthand because you know we do those driveway parties. So we, you know, the neighborhood gets together and we do drinks and stuff in somebody's garage and there's food and tables are set up. So we decided instead of doing a night one time that we would do a breakfast driveway morning. So everybody brought breakfast foods and whatnot, and they were set up in the garage. And I watched a couple different little kids come up to the cinnamon rolls. There's like 30 of them laying out, and they lick their finger, then they scoop the frosting out of one, lick their finger, went to the next one. They did it all the way down the line with the cinnamon rolls.
You can always find anecdotal stories of something like that. But just in general, if you take a plate of brownies to an adult party, I don't feel like the adults are going and licking the brownies and putting them back.
Nah, but they got dirty fingers. They go to the bathroom and they're not washing their hands.
To admit you're slightly neurotic about other people's funk.
I bet a lot more people are in my camp, honestly.
I know a lot of people are in your camp. I just need you to raise your hand and say, look, I'm a bit neurotic about this stuff.
Some of it, yeah. I mean, especially when you see the kids walk up to this food and they are eye level and they're...
Well, I won't deny
all over
that.
The food.
Yes, if a kid has snotted on my cinnamon rolls, then yes, I will not take them back.
I don't want anybody. I don't want to take that home.
In the real world, when people go to an adult party and leave a plate of brownies, I'm not worried that the brownies are suddenly, because they've been around other people, are tainted somehow.
I'm trying to work on this. We're actually throwing a little get together at my house on the 16th of this month, and it's a charcuterie party. And these little parties help me get past all this.
You won't touch a thing on there.
I will, because we're hosting it. I'm placing everything on there, but I know about halfway through the event, I'm going to kind of...
You're going to avoid it.
I'm going to pass on the cheese cubes, probably.
See, you're scared of it.
But
you
I'm working. I'm working to be better.
Baby steps, right?
Baby steps.
People are writing in how much wine was left in the bottle. No, we already said the bottle wasn't opened.
It was not open.
The bottle was unopened.
Depends on how nice that bottle is, I think. If it's a $25 bottle of wine, I'm going to be like, are you guys going to drink that? I'm going to go ahead and take that with me. Doesn't look like we got to it.
Listen, this is wide open. We need phone calls on this. Text is great, but man, we really need to hear from people on the phone. If somebody brings a bottle of wine to your house for a party and it doesn't get opened, how do you feel about them taking it back?
Danielle's message, she says, just plan ahead. You don't bring an expensive bottle of wine or expensive beer. That way you don't feel guilty leaving it. Bring food and disposable dishes so you can leave that. Bring the dollar store chips and dip. Come on, boys. These are basic party rules. That's from Danielle. You essentially just bring everything that you're not going
to
miss.
There's a fine line with a bottle of wine. We got to get to all these calls, but let's just quickly say I would never bring an expensive bottle of wine, but I would still bring a nice bottle of wine. Because you can find nice bottles of wine for $18.
Oh, that's too much.
No, it's not. It's
$18. Generally.
For what the person is paying to put on that party?
Generally, though, the person that you're giving the wine to probably has no idea what's a good bottle of wine. Like, if somebody handed me five different bottles, I'm going to be like, are these good?
Well, it's like that lady who brought the Yellowtail to my house, and she made a big show of presenting me with a $3 bottle of Yellowtail.
They sell a lot of it, you know? That might be somebody's.
That she could take back with her, I tell you that.
Please.
Here's Aaron. Aaron, what do you think? Leaving the wine or taking it with you?
I definitely think leaving it.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
I think you should definitely leave it because the host actually spent money on having you, right? Like you, like they spent money on wine that you probably drank. They probably spent money on food. Everything's expensive these days. And like, I agree, it's just a nice thing, like the least you should do.
Aaron, what if the food sucked, the party sucked, and you had a horrible time?
Well, be bigger than that, Jeremy.
I'm taking the wine. And if I had a bad time, I'm taking the wine.
Aaron, we got to run. We got to try to squeeze in as many calls as we can. Thank you for your call. Brittany, what do you say about this?
Okay, kind of similar to her. It depends on what the person drank while they were at the party that the wine didn't get to. Like, if they didn't get to that because they were drinking something else that the host had, it's not right for them to then take back what they brought. Overall, the host spends money on a lot of that stuff, and I think that the person who is attending the party should have that be left behind for
here's my option two that I would do, Brittany, and everybody.
Thank you,
holding.
We appreciate
is
it.
If I see that the, you know, we got 20 minutes left at this party before I know we're gonna bounce, I'm going over and I'm opening the bottle of wine that I brought and I'm gonna drink 3 glasses.
No, you won't.
Just so out. I drink what I purchased. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's too much.
It's a nice compromise, I think.
Here's Regina. Regina, what do you think?
I'm with you, Dom. I think 100% you should leave the bottle of wine.
Darn it. It's uncouth to take a bottle of wine that you've brought to somebody's house. You walk in with it, and then you walk right back out with it?
You got to sneak it, Regina. You got to be sneaky. Bring a big purse.
No, I'm with Dom 100%.
Okay.
Leave the wine.
All right. Thank you.
Regina, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you. Nicole, what do you think? So far, it's unanimous. Take the wine. What do you say?
Yep, I'm going to keep it unanimous. You got to leave the wine. But, Jeremy, I did like your idea of drinking it. So open it early. Make sure that bottle gets open if you bring a really nice
one.
Not
bad, huh?
Like you said, you know, bring one that you don't mind leaving. So have a compromise.
Thank you for my half vote.
I'm glad you called, Nicole. Thank you for being on the show. It's not a bad idea. If it's a wine you really like, then yeah, open it.
Crack it open and start drinking.
The only problem is you get to a party and sometimes somebody has just opened one in front of you and they hold the bottle up to you and they say, hey, would you like me to pour you a glass? And I would feel kind of bad saying, no, your taste in wine sucks. I want what I brought. So you kind of feel social pressure.
Well, you drink that bottle.
To drink what they're offering you.
You got to drink that one glass and then later go back to yours.
Sneak over and open yours, yeah. Justin, what do you think? Are you taking it or leaving it?
Well, you know, boys, I think you're both right, but it depends on how you look at it. Dom, I think if you're invited over to a party by the host and you bring a bottle of wine, then yes, you should be leaving that as kind of like a gift, like thank you for inviting me over. However, with Jeremy's point, if I'm the host and I say in the invitation, BYOB, well then, sure, take your bottle of wine back with you if we didn't get to it.
Yeah, I would totally do that if it was like bring your own. Okay. All right. That's a different scenario, kind of, but yeah.
Justin, thank you very much. Time for one more. It's Jeff. Jeff, what do you think? Taking it or leaving it?
I'm going to leave it. And it's just common courtesy. You're invited to someone's house, you're going to bring a gift. You don't take the gift back, you leave the bottle.
You know. Thank you, Jeff.
Good job, Jeff.
It's like we said, you know, the term that I use is social grace.
Yeah.
And that's lacking in many cases, but boy, not with our phone callers. It was
good people.
6 votes.
Good people.
Like,
I want to
leave the wine.
I want to invite all of them to my house so I get a bunch of free wine when they bounce.
So, Kara, who wrote in, most people seem to agree with you and not your partner. And as far as Luann is concerned, with the plate of brownies, well, your husband's just an oaf.
And then side note, how do you spell uncouth? Because I want to get that put on a hoodie that I'm going to wear to parties.